Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here. This podcast is actually a lineup review. So Volkswagen is coming a long way in the world of crossover SUVs. And I'm going to try and stay focused on this one, but I got a bunch of thoughts on it. First, a quick shout out to our dear friends at Ontario Volkswagen, led by General Manager Mr. Earl Reed and his all-star team of guys and gals that take care of all of your Volkswagen needs, whether that be buying or servicing or even just chatting about. If you've listened to my podcast before, you know that I love the guys at Volkswagen, Ontario Volkswagen, because they're all hardcore about their brand. They just love it. And that's an awesome thing. Whether it be Sean Bashian and his driveway full of Volkswagens, or and he's on the sales side, by the way, or Jimmy Wilhide on the service side. And he's got a couple driveways full of Volkswagens. But okay, so carrying on. The Volkswagen crossover SUV lineup. Now, let's go back, say, gee whiz. Oh, you can go way back and to the Volkswagen thing, which I think was in the 60s or 70s, for those of you that are really hardcore. And I think that would be considered a crossover SUV. We're gonna go a little bit further into closer to the present day. And the Touareg, okay? The Touareg, may it rest in peace. So many of us loved the Touareg. But unfortunately, the Touareg didn't stick around in the Volkswagen lineup. But that was really its foray into the crossover SUV world that really captured my inspiration and aspiration to own one. So fast forward to a little bit after the Touareg. And the reason why the Touareg was, so Volkswagen is the non-luxury brand of Audi, right? But then Volkswagen actually is the umbrella company that also owns Porsche. And Volkswagen's Touareg was basically a Porsche. And that was an awesome vehicle. Still is an awesome vehicle. You still see a lot of them on the roads. But it was just wound up coming in at a price point that seemed to the Volkswagen execs that it was a little bit too much for the brand. Myself and a bunch of other people beg to differ, but what have you. Fast forward to the Tiguan. They came out with the Tiguan in, geez, I don't know, five, six, no. Let's call it 7 years ago. Seven, eight, six, something like that. So the Tiguan was refreshed in 2018. And what that means refreshed is like it's all new, right? So the Tiguan comes out refreshed in around 2018. At the same time, they bring out Atlas. And now fast forward to 2020, and we have the Atlas Crossport. So Volkswagen, like so many other manufacturers, is responding to the American need, but I think, and the American demand for crossover SUVs, but I really think it's in other countries as well. And I don't follow other countries that closely, but certainly in the United States, we love our crossover SUVs. And now the Atlas, again, 2018, that's their full-size, mid-size. And by EPA standards, it's mid-size. But by many standards, by my standards, it's arguably a full-size. And the reason being is the Atlas is a three-row, seats up to seven. The Atlas Crossport, which is new this year, that is the same wheelbase as the Atlas, but seats five. It's a little bit shorter and a little bit sportier. And then you have, and that's a midsize, hands down, boom, midsize. And then you have the Tiguan, which is compact, although it's a huge compact. And the interesting thing with the Tiguan, and that was refreshed in 2018, looks great. I love the refresh. It is a great looking vehicle. Actually, my buddy Randy Halcombe at Ontario Volkswagen recently got a Tiguan all dolled up, and it's a very, very nice vehicle. I love riding in it. But the Tiguan, now interestingly, is optional three row. Now, to be fair, that third row for the Tiguan, like many third rows, it's really designed for kids, but nevertheless, you know, it really adds the utility in sport utility vehicle. So the Volkswagen crossover SUV lineup is, again, Atlas. Then you have the Atlas Cross Sport, which is a little bit smaller. And then you have the Tiguan. Where are we going to go from there? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You know, definitely Volkswagen is pushing towards electric vehicle rollouts. We'll see what happens there. But the differences in their lineup right now, on a personal level, I could buy for my family for different needs of ours. I only have one child and one dog, and of course a wife. Any of those three. But the one that I'm really looking at to replace my crossover SUV right now is the Atlas. And the reason being is because it is just so huge inside. It doesn't drive huge, right? Again, it's technically by EPA standards a midsize. But because it's so huge inside, it seats up to seven comfortably. And yes, adults in that third row, in that back third row. But also, it is so well designed on the inside that when you put the two rows down, right, the back seat and then the third row, you're left with more cargo space than Chevy Tahoe. Now, Tahoe, I love Tahoe, but Tahoe's been a full-size SUV for forever. And here we have the Volkswagen Atlas throwing down almost 2 cubic square feet of storage space more than the Tahoe. So I'm just saying. So there's the Atlas. And by the way, the Atlas, starting MSRP for an Atlas, you're looking at $31,545. Now that's starting, and you can go up quite a bit, as you can in all realms. And if you want to unpack that more specifically, check out my 2020 Volkswagen Atlas podcast, or just on iDrive SoCal, the post, because everything that I do in the podcast is typically a post as well. So the Atlas, again, midsize, full size, starting price $31,545, seating 3 rows up to 7 passengers, and miles per gallon range between 17 and 24. So you're in great shape. I really like the Atlas. I really like the Crossport as well. Now, bring it to a personal level for my family. We're thinking of having another child. So going from our 2-row crossover SUV that we have right now to a 3-row crossover SUV, there you have it. We need some more space. So that being said, the Atlas Cross Sport. Now, this one, midsize for sure. It's not a full size. Starting price, $30,545. 2 rows of seating, front and back. And then that's 5 passenger total. And a fuel economy range from 18 to 23. Now, if you check this out on the post on iDrive SoCal, I have each of the vehicles' passenger side profile and one picture after the other, so you can really see them next to each other. And I tell you, the Atlas Crossport is just such a sexy vehicle. Oh my gosh. And incidentally, this one, for my current purposes, if this vehicle had come out, I guess I initiated the lease that I'm currently on right now in 2017, I think. And if this vehicle was out then, I would have gotten it, because is it a sexy vehicle? And all the stuff that I mentioned about the inside, as far as dimensions, obviously a little bit smaller, but it checks all the boxes on the Atlas, but just being a little bit smaller, a little bit sportier. And as I mentioned earlier, the wheelbase is the same. The overall length is a little shorter. And the profile is where you can really tell that it's a cross sport, because that C pillar, which is the part of the car's body that connects basically the body to the hood or to the roof in between the windows, right? You have the A pillar, which is in the front, the B pillar in the middle, the C pillar in the back. Some cars have a D pillar, but not many. But at any rate, the C pillar is raked forward. So it gives it a more aggressive kind of stance from the profile look. Interestingly, if you're just looking at the Atlas and Atlas Crossport from the rear, currently for 2020, they both just say Atlas on the back. So the Atlas Crossport badging is actually on either side, the driver or passenger front side, kind of the emblem kind of bleeds onto the front quarter panel. But so again, this one, you're going to save $1,000 for a starting introductory price. Definitely mid-size, definitely a beautiful, a little bit more aggressive looking vehicle. Now, the Tiguan. The Tiguan, it looks more like a small Atlas than a small Atlas Cross Sport. Still a fantastic looking vehicle. Not quite the athletic look from the profile, not quite the sporty look from the profile that the Cross Sport has, but that's not to take away from what the Tiguan looks like by itself or what the Atlas looks like. It's just the Cross Sport takes it to that next level. So again, the Tiguan is going to be an optional three row, so optional seven passenger, but you're gonna have just kids in that back row. Again, this class for the vehicle is definitely a compact. The starting price is $24,945. The fuel economy range is gonna be between 20 miles per gallon and 29 miles per gallon. Now, for 2020, one of the cool things that Volkswagen's doing is offering their telematics service, which is called CarNet. They're offering part of that service for 5 years free. So here's what I mean by that. The telematics is basically, we all have our smartphones these days, and the apps connect, or we can download a Volkswagen app, in this case, the CarNet app, and that helps keep us connected to our car. It does a number of different things, but whether that, start the car, check if the doors and windows are open or locked, etc. And there's different levels of the service, and the service can cost an extra, depending on what level you go with, I don't know, $50, $80, whatever, a month. And, you know, that's a tough one for us to swallow as car buyers when we work so hard to negotiate our best deal for our monthly, right? The down payment and the monthly cost. And then it's like, oh, I got this really cool telematic service, but it's gonna cost me more money. Well, guess what? Most people just don't use it. So Volkswagen said, hey, we're gonna give this away for free for 5 years. So again, it's partial service, but it's like all the coolest, most useful applications in my opinion. And I could unpack that whole thing. I'm not going to. I've done an entire post on it, entire podcast on it. Just go to iDriveSoCal.com and search for CarNet, and it'll pop up and you can check that out. So there you have it, okay? Volkswagen's crossover SUV lineup, very impressive. They've come a long way. I do miss the Touareg. A lot of people miss the Touareg. And if you've seen it on the road, you know. But another interesting point as well, the Touareg next to a Tiguan, right? The new Tiguan next to a Touareg, the Tiguan looks a little bit bigger. Uh-huh. So my thanks as always to Ontario Volkswagen. If you're interested in any of the Volkswagen crossover SUVs that we chatted about here or any other Volkswagens, Ontario Volkswagen is definitely the place in Southern California that you want to go to. Go see my friends, again, General Manager Mr. Earl Reed, General Sales Manager Shant Bashian, John Smiley, another one of the sales managers, Jimmy Wilhide in the service department, as I mentioned earlier. Love everybody at Ontario Volkswagen. For iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.